in the hole for 4 minutes. And he's an amazing individual in his own right. Bill Doyle, father of Joseph Doyle, who died on the 104th floor on 9/11. So tragic. And he represents one of the largest 9/11 victims' families. And they are outraged by the investigation that's been done. They're calling for a new investigation. And, Mr. Doyle, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be on.
You bet. Sir, tell us about your son. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your organization and some of the concerns you have.
My concerns at the moment, there's plenty of concerns about 9/11 because there's no accountability on anything. But I'm really concerned about the TSA or the old FAA and the way they classify every bit of information with no control or any oversight.
Well, I mean, describe the organization that you're the head of, how many people you represent, and then some of the case point examples of things that you're concerned about.
Okay. I'm probably the largest advocate for the 9/11 families. I run about 6 different support groups, okay, and numerous. I'm on the board of almost every family advocate group, and I reach 7,000 family victims. All right. What their concerns are, the secrecy about 9/11, how everything is just classified or SSI'd. In the case of the TSA themselves, give you an idea, during the Mazzalli trial, the defense attorneys and Mazzalli themselves deemed all FAA information. Well, what occurred is the SSI of the TSA is, well, the American public or 9/11 families cannot see that information. How can we, you know, cater to an admitted Al-Qaeda member and not to the American public?
Well, they have to cover up. You know, my producers talked to you at length off air, sir, and, you know, you brought up the points of how the FBI had the credit card receipts. I mean, they had informants living with some of these people. U.S. Embassy said they were ordered to let them back in to the country. I'm sure you're aware that the head of the Defense Language School went public saying he was ordered to train some of these people. I mean, let's get down to brass tacks, sir. You have questions about the official story, don't you?
Without question. I mean, if you want to believe what they're trying to snow you under on, like the 9/11 Commission, that's all a fallacy. And that was a best-selling book. And you actually have Kip Hawley, who runs the TSA. He says he doesn't want to release information to the 9/11 families because he's afraid it'll go back to the terrorists.
Well, what about the firefighters? They're on record, Philadelphia News, other major papers, that they found 3 of the black boxes, really orange boxes, and that the FBI loaded them on four-wheelers and said, shut up, you never saw this. What about them ordering the FAA to shred the tapes and put them in different trash cans that day so they couldn't be put back together? I mean, it's just an ongoing cover-up, sir. Do you smell a rat?
Oh, but there's no question. There's something very questionable about this whole procedure. I mean, just the other day they make a big announcement that just to give you an idea, the steel used for 9/11, all the steel recovered, all of a sudden they're going to build a ferry boat for them. Okay, no, a battleship, excuse me. Well, how come NIST, okay, who wanted that steel to examine it to see if there were any evidence of explosives or anything else on it, were not allowed to get that steel? But now we're building a battleship named 9/11.
Sir,
with the same steel.
Exactly. Bill Doyle, father of Joe Doyle, who died. We've got links to different websites and organizations that you're the head of or that you've organized and set up, and you raise a lot of really important questions. The Firefighter Engineering, the oldest firefighting publication in the country, said there was a cover-up of the steel. They shipped it to Asia, South Korea, and China under guard, but they did ferry some of it away into warehouses, later building memorials. Did you know some of that steel has been now tested conclusively from separate sites, peer-reviewed, and that it shows that thermate cutting charges were used?
Oh, yes, I'm well aware of it, but isn't it amazing how they got it out of this country so quickly, within days, okay? And now we're going to build a warship out of this? Something's wrong with that picture.
Have you heard the tape where the man is in the North Tower on the cell phone? He goes, oh, my God, you hear explosions, and then the buildings start collapsing?
I know one. I know six of those individuals have talked to me directly.
So you've talked to six. I've talked to firefighters on air. I've talked to others. I mean, hundreds of people are on record saying they saw bombs going off. Can you comment on people's views of the victims' families on 9/11, sir?
Just look at one thing. I mean, it's documented proof, and all of a sudden now it's not that even Tower 7 that was not hit by a plane or any of the debris goes up in flames, and then the owner of the place, Larry Silverstein himself, ordered it to be pulled at 4 o'clock that afternoon. Pull it. And all of a sudden it exploded inside of 1 minute. Straight down.
And pulled. It was even on the local news that day that on NPR and others that, oh, they're going to bring the building down for safety. It takes weeks to set a building up to be imploded.
That imploded inside of like a minute and a half. Right? That was it.
Well, from the time he gave the order, it took like 5 seconds to fall.
Exactly. It's incredible. But meanwhile, you look at the 9/11 Commission book. I don't know. They don't see anything. I mean, the 9/11 Commission is probably the worst representation of the 9/11 families, or for that matter, or the American public, okay, because it's a sham. It really is. We had tons of different questions that we asked them to, ask. They wouldn't do it, okay? And the continuing cover-up is just beyond belief.
Founded in September of 2001, the World Trade Center Unity Family Group is a nonprofit 501c3, and I guess you were its founder and head. You say you represent over 7,000 people. What is the average view of those that you represent about 9/11 and the cover-up?
What they want is, if you want to believe the 9/11 Commission story, like a lot of us don't, okay, you really got to go look in the hard fetch. It almost looks like there was a conspiracy about 9/11 if you really look at all the facts. A lot of families feel the same way.
What type of conspiracy, sir?
Well, I mean, how do they pick September 11th itself? And then you look at that day they had these NORAD exercises that morning, and that, you know, when you figure that a plane was known to, be hijacked at 8:15, 8:20 in that morning, the one that, murdered my son, supposedly, okay? Or was it the explosion, okay? How in God's name did nothing go out there, and if you want to believe that the Pentagon got hit an hour and a half later without NORAD doing anything, or Flight 93 at 10:03 which is an hour and a half afterwards as well. That's hard to believe. Where was NORAD? Unless it was called, a step down. Don't do anything. Let it happen.
Well, I'm sure you're aware, sir, you're very informed that the so-called hijackers were trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station, Monterey Defense Language School. Embassy heads said that they were flagged as terrorists, and they were ordered to let them in by the CIA because they were, quote, part of a secret anti-terror operation. And then you have the flights all magically at 21% occupancy. You have NORAD stand down. You have CIA drills of hijacked planes being flown into buildings on the East Coast. You have CIA-connected insider trading. And then do the Muslims have a motive to attack America and then bring the superpower down on them? Who has a motive? The PNAC document written by Dick Cheney September 2000 says we need a Pearl Harbor event. Brzezinski and the Grand Chessboard, former National Security Advisor, says we need a helpful Pearl Harbor event to mobilize the American people for World War III.
Well, we'll just look at another thing. We had the FAA, and all of a sudden what they do is come up with the new group, the TSA, which is probably the most corrupt group over there that classifies everything. And they put it underneath the watchful eye of Mr. Chertoff with the Department of Homeland Security. And believe it or not, I just had a 9/11 family member that received a matricule card from a fraudulent one from Mexico. They use this fraudulent matricule card to enter and actually go on the podium and got himself inside the Department of Homeland Security and actually made a long speech. That's another one of my groups that are, fighting illegal immigration and what have you. Okay, and this is Department of Homeland Security, and they're supposed to be overseeing our transportation and all the failures, or try to get some kind of sense of order into our government and all these agencies.
Instead, all they're doing is surveilling the American people.
That's what they're doing. Oh yeah, well, with the spying and what have you. Exactly. Okay. I mean, I don't know how many times I've been tapped. I'm certainly I have been. Right, but I just can't believe that. Give you an idea. Another one. There was a film that went out there of three hijackers beating FAA or security in Washington D.C. Okay. Well, somehow or another, someone I really know and I'm very close and dear to got a copy of that tape before it got the TSA got it, or otherwise it would have became SSI'd. We released it to CBS TV, okay? CBS played it nationally, showing how these guys beat the TSA, not TSA, the FAA inspections at, you know, at for security control. They failed the wand. They went through the detector twice. They failed the wand twice, and they actually got brought off to the side and were still allowed on those planes. Okay.
We've all seen it. The World War II vet with the oxygen tanks is screamed at and searched, and people with huge turbans walk right on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is because 9/11 is being used to enslave us. It has nothing to do with, you know, what we've been officially told. Boiling it down, sir, as you know, as the leader, as the founder of the largest 9/11 victims organization, you talk about a conspiracy. Who really had the motive for this? Who stands to gain? Who could really carry this out? I mean, spell it out. If you've got to point the finger at who you really think is behind 9/11, who is that?
When I first helped sign on all these families into a lawsuit called 9/11 Families to Bankrupt Terrorism, it's a $1 trillion lawsuit trying to identify different banks, charities, and individuals, some of them being Saudis.
George Bush's lawyer, James Baker, blocked you.
James Baker, amazingly, is defending the Saudis. And okay, Prince Bandar Bush, I call him, okay? He's actually, James Baker, okay, is representing the Saudis in this lawsuit, okay? And when we entered this lawsuit, when I was first contacted by this attorney, and he's probably one of the biggest attorneys in the world, he beat the tobacco industry 9 years ago. Okay, his name is Ron Motley. He says, Bill, he says, you lost your son because of oil. Remember that. Oil and money. And, you know, when we look back at it, what's happening in Afghanistan with the Caspian Sea pipeline and everything else that we know that's all about money and line of different people's pockets, he's probably 100% correct.
Is it an inside job, my friend? Think about that question when we get back. We'll be right back with our guest.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Top former CIA analysts, German defense ministers, members of Blair's cabinet, physicists, engineers, Kevin Ryan, one of the underwriters for Underwriter Laboratories, they've all said the official story is a fraud. Bombs had to be in the buildings. Scientific fact, so-called Al-Qaeda couldn't carry out attacks on this scale. It's just a fact. Talking to Bill Doyle, who heads up, lost his son, heads up, not arguably, the biggest 9/11 victims group. They're the folks that sued the Saudis, and then James Baker and the Bush administration blocked it. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. That's supposedly where the hijackers came from. Why not invade them instead of Iraq? Bill, come on. I mean, I can tell where you've gone with this. You came up without me asking it and said you feel like there's a conspiracy. Bottom line, is 9/11 an inside job?
From everything that I look at, I'm sure there was a lot of complicity, at least, in the least, okay? There had to be a lot of complicity. There's, if you read and know all the facts, what I know or you might know, there's no way in hell did 19 of these hijackers, you know, carry out this mission.
Hey, Americans aren't wimps. I mean, four punks pull out box cutters on an airplane with a bunch of men on it, they're going to be going to the morgue.
Exactly. Right, and there's just such a continuum cover-up, and why don't you just let the information about 9/11 be known? And then maybe this conspiracy type of thing would go away. But it's never going to go away.
Talking to your...
I don't think it can go away because they were complicit.
They were complicit, yes.
Exactly.
Can't go away because they were complicit. The government was complicit. Now, looking at this, though, with your 7,000 members, I'm sure you've talked to most, if not all of them, run the gamut. What percentage, just guesstimation, would you say believe 9/11 is an inside job to some extent?
Maybe half. Maybe.
Okay, half?
Or about... Probably 50-50. And then, you know, a lot of people themselves are probably, you know, they're trying to move on in life, and a lot of them are seeking mental health organizations. I help them, a lot of these families with that. They're on drugs and...
Also,
they don't even want to live back to 9/11 because they just can't believe that our government failed us so badly.
Also, if you shut up, you get a big payoff, don't you?
The payoff itself with the Victims Compensation Fund is a joke when you think about it. That they took all insurance monies and deducted it right from the top, and then half the money that any wife or husband received. Half of that money, because of war, had to go to the children in trust for. So
and then the Red Cross and United Way got over $4 billion and kept over half of it.
That's beyond belief. I actually went on TV against United Way. Well, at that time, it was the September 11th fund, about Josh Gottbaum. They collected almost $600 million. And you know what they gave the 9/11 family? Initially, $10,000 apiece. We're talking about 3,000 people, okay? That equals $30 million. Then when I blew the whistle on them and went on TV, I won't tell you what station, they knew they were going on. I was going to blow them out of the water.
That was O'Reilly, wasn't it?
I actually was MSNBC, Brian Williams.
Yeah.
Right? But they knew I was going on against Josh Gottbaum. All of a sudden they said, oh, we're going to send each family another $10,000, okay? But this is when there was real need for these families.
Which is a fraction of the, total it was, what, $4 billion that the big charities got?
Mm-hmm.
$4 billion, and you got, oh, here's $10,000, which is a fraction of it.
Right. Now, a lot of people, I hate when I see someone on the corner and say, oh, how much money did you get? How much? Hey, it's not about money. I want accountability. And I think...
I understand. I totally understand.
Every 9/11 family wants accountability.
But the money thing shows how greedy these people are.
Even to some of the 9/11 public, they just say, oh, how much money you have? And I say, you couldn't put a price on my
Stay there.
Life.
Stay there, sir. We got a break. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number three on this amazing Friday edition. First hour, we had a poor lady on from Piscataway, New Jersey, where they've got land worth over $70-plus million on the tax rolls. The government's taking it to build, they admit, facilities on they want to just give to private interest. And they've been told they're not going to be given any money. But the government's going to charge them money because of their organic farm, quote, calling the organic farm toxic waste. This is how they operate. Then we had the producer on from A Scanner Darkly. Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled coming up in the last half hour of the broadcast today. Talk about a host of issues, the economy, the war. Congressman from the 14th District of Texas. Right now, for the next 14 minutes or so, we're going to let him go at 15 after, is Bill Doyle. And this is the guy who got the families together, the biggest families organization. They sued the Saudis, if you believe the official story. 15 or 14 of the 19 hijackers came from there, all the funding, the connections. And the Bush administration with the federal courts and James Baker, the Bush family lawyer, and the Carlyle Group lawyer, went after this group and blocked them from going after the Saudis. And instead Bush invades an innocent country called Iraq. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with, and you heard him. About half the families think it's an inside job, and he's saying, how else could it be? All the evidence shows that. Sir, have you seen the documentaries that have been made about 9/11? Have you seen Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Loose Change 2? I mean, obviously, I've been asking you questions about 9/11. You're extremely informed. Why wouldn't you be? You know, you lost your son. I mean, what is it like knowing that there are people out there who are guilty, clearly guilty of passive complicity at the bare minimum, who have gotten away with this 9/11 and are using it to take our freedoms and kill America's soul?
Well, we can go right back to the FBI director in the Mazzoli trial itself. He testified that he wrote a memo and he was sent it 60, 70 times to his higher-ups, a warning about the Al-Qaeda being in the United States, okay? And the person higher-up actually had to testify in the Mazzoli trial, and you know what he said? Well, he didn't pass it on because he valued his job. Give me a break.
In 2003, they gave record cash bonuses to FBI deputy directors who blocked Agent Wright, Rowley, and others who were specifically about to stop the supposed hijackers.
Colleen Rowley's a sweetheart. You know, I'm in touch with her all the time. And, you know, what they did to her is they more or less forced her out of the job. That's what
happened. But then give giant cash bonuses to the people that targeted her and others.
Oh, yeah, without question. Or promotions, without question. Keep your mouth shut and we'll promote you and you'll make a lot of money.
They told Sybil Edmonds that. Comments on her?
Sybil's another beautiful person, and I help her in her fight as well. I've been down to Washington quite a few times with her, and I'll continue to do so because she's on the right track. She knows a lot of information. However, our government has her underneath a gag order, and I'm just wondering when Sybil all of a sudden is just going to say, hey, I'm ungagging myself. Do whatever you want with me.
Well, she said this. Exactly. She's done this on this show. She said, I can't talk about the specifics of this case, but let's say hypothetically the government really was controlling the terrorists and dealing drugs and running weapons and was behind it.
Well, if you really look into the 28 pages of the 2002 Joint Inquiry, which was bipartisan, okay, I believe that those pages that address who financed 9/11, which they don't want to let you know, if you really look, and I'm hearing this, you know, from certain sources that some of those pages were that the United States government sent tons of money over to Pakistan. Pakistan themselves turned around and gave the money to their ISI, who were running terrorist camps in Afghanistan, to come back over to the United States to murder our loved ones.
General Mahmoud Ahmed.
Exactly.
We'll talk about that on the other side in the final segment with our guest. We'll give you website addresses and how you can help this group valiantly get the truth out about 9/11.
That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My new film, Terror Storm, is out on DVD at Infowars.com. We detail, without a shadow of a doubt, the London bombings were an inside job. We have MI5 agents on record covering it. We get into the latest 9/11 information and declassified CIA.gov documents where they admit our governments carried out terror attacks in foreign countries to blame it on their enemies many times in the past. We cover how Hitler did it. We cover the USS Liberty. We cover a bunch of other issues. It is my best film available at Infowars.com right now. Bill Doyle heads up the largest 9/11 victims organization, the World Trade Center United Family Group. We have links to their organizations at Infowars.com right now. Bill Doyle, I've been watching you on the news, reading what you've said over the last almost five years. I've seen your metamorphosis, your awakening to 9/11, all the evidence pointing towards an inside job. And we've seen a metamorphosis and awakening by the other victims' families and others that aren't in total denial, as you said, about 50-50 right now. What was that awakening like for you, number one? And then number two, what is the awakening like for those that are starting to wake up? Is it painful?
That day I don't think anybody will ever forget, okay? And that's what probably led me into trying to get the truth to be known. But the roadblocks between our senators and congressmen have been beyond belief. And then all these fraudulent agencies that are out there that are created just through hard knowledge. It's it's unbelievable. I mean, here, I'll give you an instance. In October 2004, the National Security Archive, it was a D.C.-based nonprofit that obtains government documents through the Freedom of Information Act, wrote the TSA, which is the old FAA, okay? And to release the text or even the titles of the five aviation warnings given to the airlines just before the 9/11 attacks. The TSA says, no, you can't have them. However, they're referred to in the best-selling 9/11 Commission report so many times, it's beyond belief. I mean, the TSA themselves have no, they can't classify everything.
Well, as you know, as you know, Mr. Doyle, the 9/11 Commission claimed that Tower 1 and 2 were hollow and had no support columns in them.
Okay, I worked in those buildings.
Though we have video footage of the construction, it had the biggest 4-foot-plus columns, 47 of them, of any buildings ever built up until this time. They were overbuilt, but they just lie and say they don't have columns, and they make TV specials about it.
Well, I was just thinking about this. We had a plane that crashed into the Empire State Building. That didn't go down, did it? But meanwhile, we have two planes that fly into the towers, and all of a sudden they're blown up, what, you know, within an hour and a half? It's not even possible.
And we have people standing in the holes where the supposed fire now has burned out to nothing, standing there. They're not melting, but then huge pillars, feet from them, shatter and explode in total unison as they collapse. Before the break, you brought up General Mahmoud Ahmed, the $100,000 wired to Muhammad Atta. Mahmoud Ahmed had only been to the U.S. twice in his life. The second time was that week, meeting with Porter Goss, the heads of House and Senate Intelligence Committee, Bob Graham, meeting with the CIA Director, George Tenet, meeting with all of these people the week before while his head of intelligence wires $100,000 to the supposed lead hijacker. And you're saying you've got government contacts that are saying that those excise pages that they don't want to release are talking about our government directly funding them?
Well, what I've heard from different people, pretty well in the know, that the substantial amount of money went to Pakistan, okay, probably to overthrow the Taliban or whatever. Except Pakistan gave the money to the ISI, who turned around and used money that they gave to that they received from Pakistan, or really our U.S. government. And
but we know the coup of 2000 with Musharraf, Perez Musharraf being put in, was staged by our government. We know ISI is a glove on the hand of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Oh yeah, no, without question. And I think that's probably one of the most damaging marks, and probably it would prove conclusively that the United States themselves might have been probably complicit or actually enabled 9/11 if that information in those 28 pages were known. I mean, they actually financed in a perverted way all the hijackers or these terrorists in Afghanistan to take training lessons to come here and kill innocent people. But it was with U.S. dollars that did it.
Well, when people like the former Marine Corps historian and former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, Colonel Ronald E. Ray, come on this show and say the official story is a fraud and the dog doesn't hunt, I mean, every week more prominent people, sir, come on this broadcast and say it's got to be an inside job. What are the crooks that carried it out? Do you think they're starting to get a little bit scared?
Well, I hope that I hope America listens, and really what we have to do is all stay united. And when you see different things, call your senators, call your congressmen. You got to do it. I mean, just don't shove things underneath the rug and say, "Oh, I'll let the next person do it." You got to be proactive. And unfortunately, what I see in the United States, even on 9/11 issues, a lot of them, people say, "Oh, I'll let the other person do it." Well, if there's only a dozen, I'd rather see 2 million people doing it, and then all of a sudden, maybe we could advocate for some change.
What would a real 9/11 investigation, who would carry it out, what would it look like?
What we wanted originally, one of the Jersey girls, Kristen Brandmeiser, is a brilliant person, okay? She was the spearhead, one of the Jersey girls, and I spoke to them probably nightly when we were fighting for the 9/11 Commission. Why couldn't there have been, on the 9/11 Commission, some people like Kristen Brandmeiser, myself, or whatever, feeling the pulse of the families, knowing the questions that wanted to be asked? Kristen Brandmeiser herself is a brilliant woman. She's an attorney. Why wouldn't they allow family participation to be part of the 9/11 Commission.
And they lost, we're talking about people who lost family, then Ann Coulter, the neocon, comes out.
That's amazing.
And savages these good women. What do you think about that?
Ann Coulter, it's all about, Great American Way. It's all about selling books, and all she had to do was berate a couple of people that I really thought highly of, and when I really look at it, and even my wife, who tries to stay nonpartisan or don't get involved in these things, she says, you know something? That was a conservative Republican plant. That's what my wife said.
Well, I'll say this. To cold-bloodedly attack innocent women who lost husbands and sons and daughters and mothers and brothers just because it'll sell some books, I mean, these people are sick.
A lot of sick people out there.
Well, in closing, sir, anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Doyle? We appreciate you joining us.
No, I'd like to just say, like, if the listeners could actually contact their senators, there's a bill that's most important that maybe we can get some of the truth be known from the TSA. It's bill number 5441. It's a H.R. 5441, section 525. Just to call the senators who came up with another version just to keep secrecy, and that they admitted this section 525, which the House wants. If we can call our senators and say, hey, listen, you want section 525 of the H.R. 5441 bill included as a bill, it could probably be very helpful, and maybe we can find out about what the FAA was doing that day, or NORAD, or anything else. Maybe we can find out some bit of truth.
Are you coming for the criminals? Are you coming for the people that killed your son? I mean, because I know some of their minions listen to this show. What do you want to say to them?
I'm sorry.
There are people in the establishment, people in the criminal networks that were involved in 9/11 listening to this show, guaranteed, sir, listening to the audio of it we'll post. What would you like to say to those that were involved in the attacks and they're listening?
What I'd say to them is, well, why don't you come forward and take your medicine, okay? I mean, I know 7,000 or 8,000 families over here that are still grieving, and what 9/11 created is horrific. I mean, tons of businesses went out. Right, and for them to be complicit in this, they all ought to be behind bars.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, Mr. Doyle. God bless you, and we really support your efforts. We have links to your organizations on Infowars.com. Go with God, my friend.
Okay, thanks very much.
Vaya con Dios. Before I end this segment, do you understand, folks, that if we do not expose 9/11, the same criminals that carried it out are going to keep doing it? They're going to do it very, very soon. I don't know what I have to say or do to get you to go to Infowars.com and get a film I'm so proud of I can't even describe it. Terror Storm is my crowning achievement. It is the best film we've ever made. It is so unbelievably powerful, so unbelievably professional, so unbelievably slick. It will really wake people up, and it's up to you to get this tool and get it out to people. It's $19.95. We've had a lot of expenses. I've really exhausted a lot of my resources. Please go to Infowars.com right now. Secure your copy of Terror Storm. We have 150-something left of the T-shirts from the 9/11 event that say 9/11 Neocon Agenda, beautiful front. On the back it says Face the Facts, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Those are going to go quick. Please go to the website. You know, we really never ask you for support. We just say get the film, so please do that. We need your support. But that is side issue. This video, I'm so proud of it. I just want you to see it. I want you to share in the work we did, 11 months of working up here till 2, 3, some nights 4 in the morning, some nights 6 in the morning. It's insane. For 11 months, I hardly saw my family. Please get Terror Storm. Order it today. Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139. It exposes government-sponsored terror from A to Z. It is a history of government-sponsored terror. That's its full title, Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139 to get hard copies or get a 15-cent a day monthly subscription, $5.95, to PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, ladies and gentlemen, all 15 of my films. That just pays for the bandwidth. Go there, download, burn copies, give it to everybody, pass it around. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, we're putting the whole symposium up there piece by piece. A lot of it's already going up there. PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership today. We can do so much more if we have your support. We are fighting 110% for this country. We know, we've counted the cost. We know this is life and death. We want you to get your head screwed on and join us. Get your head screwed on straight and join us in this fight. Help us fight the New World Order. Expose these murderers. We're winning. People are coming forward. They're waking up. We're winning.